I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. My brothers and sisters, this week, let us just simply rejoice in the Lord. Psalm 145, verse 3, it is stated, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable." 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 11, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all." Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Psalm 96, verse 4, "For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods." Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, "Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock." And here's some quotes. Augustine of Hippo, "You never go away from us, yet we have difficulty in returning to you. Come, Lord, stir us up and call us back. Kindle and seize us. Be our fire and our sweetness. Let us love. Let us run." Thomas Brooks, "God hath in himself all power to defend you, all wisdom to direct you, all mercy to pardon you, all grace to enrich you, all righteousness to clothe you, all goodness to supply you, and all happiness to crown you." Sam Storms, "Whom else do you know that is high, yet humble, strong, yet sensitive, righteous, yet gracious, powerful, yet merciful, authoritative, yet tender, holy, yet forgiving, just, yet compassionate, angry, yet gentle, and firm, yet friendly." And how about some hymns? Carl Gustav Boberg, "How Great Thou Art." "O Lord my God, when I, in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed." Martin Luther, "A mighty fortress is our God. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, our helper he amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate, on earth is not his equal." Helen Lamell, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us ask ourselves today, are we bringing heaven into our lives, or are we bringing hell into our lives? In John chapter 3, verse 16, it is written, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And in John chapter 3, verse 36, it is written, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." In Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 13, "Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, "Therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Brothers and sisters, Jesus' message is to people of all nations to be reconciled with the one true God, their eternal salvation found only through Jesus Christ. Repent, yield, and dedicate yourself to the Lord, receiving Jesus Christ with all your heart and soul as your personal Lord and Savior. Do this, and your bonds are broken, and you shall be transformed from a debt of sin to a debt of gratitude to the Lord. Rejoice in Christ. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are sovereign, the one true God. You are almighty and deserving of all glory, honor, and praise. Thank you this day and every other for the gift of and the privilege to be your saved children through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in whose mighty name we praise you. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thanks so much for joining me for worship this week on Jesus Saves.